broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from the Giant Center here in Hershey as we get set for 3A Boys PIAA Wrestling Championships. I'm Jason Tennant. We'll have the action here momentarily. Our broadcast today on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by Attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, by Camera Bartolotta for Senate, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Saris Candies, by Washington County Real Estate Expo, by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, by Quality Quick, by Washington Financial Bank, by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, by CNX Dreamfields, by Chambers Insurance, by Visit Greene, and by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Once again, welcome to Chocolate Town here. The 3A boys scheduled start time of 4:30. They bumped it to 4:45. We are about to get underway. We do not have any local action in the very first bouts that we will see here, but it won't be long before we see Jackson Hoy of Trinity coming up here. He is on deck on mat one. 11 local area, Washington County, all Washington County, 11 local wrestlers competing here in 3A. There are seven from Cannon Mack. Lee Dreschman at 107 pounds. He is not wrestling a preliminary, so we won't see him until a little bit later. John Emma at 133. Collier Hartman at 139. Aiden Finnegan at 145. Bryce Collins at 189. Braden Collins at 215. And Dakota Carmona at 285. Seven Big Macs wrestling here at the Giant Center in 3A. Ringgold has one. That's Evan Tolliver. He will wrestle a pigtail at 133 pounds. And Trinity has three. Parker Jennings at 107. He is not wrestling a pigtail. We'll see him a little bit later. Jackson Hoy, as I mentioned, at 114 in the pigtails, and at 127, Dom Canale. Those are the 11 3A wrestlers from Washington County. There will only be four bouts that we will be watching in this pigtail preliminary round. Mentioned again, Jackson Hoy. He'll be first up at 114. Then we'll have Evan Tolliver at 133 for Ringgold. He's actually already listed in the hole on mat 5. And then two more after that. Aiden Finnegan of Canamac at 145 and Braden Collins of Canamac at 215. Those are the only four bouts we're going to focus on in this first pigtail round. And if you were listening to the 2A coverage, anytime I got a long, well, we're focused exclusively on the local action. We're just calling the local matches. But anytime there's a long break between those local matches, we will just take it back to the studio with WJPA FM programming. So that may be something that happens here. It did not happen during the girls' covers because there was never a long break in between local action. We may have some of those breaks here throughout this session. 3A, our final session of the day, here at the Giant Center in Hershey. We are still awaiting Jackson Hoy of Trinity to wrestle. He is on deck, mat one, and while we await his arrival on mat one, we'll step aside, bring you back with 3A action here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
With a house, head over heels for a home plan, take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
114-pound pigtail, Jackson Hoy of Trinity, still listed as on deck, so we're still awaiting Hoy's bout. But just to give you a little information here, Jackson Hoy, the fifth-place finisher out of the West Region, he'll take on the fourth-place finisher from the South Central Region in 3A, Braden Boardman. He's out of Shippensburg. He's a freshman with a record coming in of 32-5. Jackson Hoy, a sophomore from Trinity, with a mark of 34-8. And we are going to see them coming out onto mat one right now, as a matter of fact. Get our 3A coverage started here. Nothing to show you on these guys. They've not met. They've not even wrestled any common opponents. So Jackson Hoy and Braden Boardman ready to get underway. Also mentioned we had Ringgold's Tolliver on the big board already. He's listed as in the hole. Shot attempt here right off the bat by Boardman. Got in on a single leg, trying to finish here, and if he does, Hoy's trying to hold on through the crotch. He's able to fight it off. Well done by Hoy, because had he not held that long enough, he might have been taken right to his back. But Hoy was able to hold that off and now comes to his feet and separates, and no score here on mat one between Hoy and Boardman. Three Trinity representatives, Hoy the first, the only one wrestling in pigtails. Side headlock attempt there by Jackson Hoy. They go to an ear-to-ear tie now with Boardman out of Shippensburg. Now in on a single leg. Whizzer applied by Boardman. They're right on the edge of the mat. And that'll bring them back to the center. 53 seconds to go opening period. Start of our 3A coverage. Third and final session of the day. Double leg shot here by Boardman. In on Hoy. Hoy drapes over the back, grabs the waist, trying to lock around the waist and fight this off. Now trying to spin around behind here is Hoy. Getting close. Getting close. Boardman just holding him with the left arm right now. Hoy close to the takedown, and there it is. Got around behind. Broke the left arm and gets around behind for the takedown, and Jackson Hoy has the first point of the bout. Sit out attempt here by Boardman. Close to getting away. Good job by Hoy to stay with him for the moment. Up to his feet now comes Boardman. Now switch attempt here. But Hoy does a real nice job to maintain control. We're down to 3 seconds, and Hoy will take that 3-0 lead into the second period. Jackson Hoy of Trinity with the lead. No change in the status of Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. He's still listed in the hole on mat five. Another two to watch in pigtails will be Aiden Finnegan at 145 and Braden Collins at 215. Hoy starts from the bottom here in the second period, comes to his feet and immediately cuts away 5 seconds in and now leads 4-0. Shot attempt here by Boardman. Whizzer from Hoy. And we're going to get a stalemate call. Bring him back to the center here, 4-0 in favor of Jackson Hoy. Duck under attempt by Boardman. In on a leg now of Hoy. Look out. Hoy trying to get that right leg out of danger. Now a roll attempt here. And this is Boardman's going to look like he's in good position to come out on top here. Hoy holding onto one ankle. And he's able to fight it off again. That's twice where Hoy's been in real trouble of being taken down and maybe taken down in a precarious position. But he's been able to get out of it. Nice job by Jackson Hoy again. And the score stays 4-0 as they go out of bounds. 109 to go here in this second period. Jackson Hoy has done a great job defensively to go along with the one takedown he has. And leads it 4-0. Wrestling neutral here, ear to ear. Tolliver now on deck on mat 5. Down to 45 seconds remaining in this second period. In on a double leg shot is Boardman. Can Hoy fight this one off? He switches to a single now, does Boardman. If Hoy's got the whizzer, it's not much. They're going to call a stalemate. He must have had that whizzer in. Couldn't see from this angle. Our angle high above the arena floor up here at the Giant Center, our usual home. Great vantage point. Love working here. It's always great accommodations here at the Giant Center in Hershey. End of two periods, 4-0. Hoy maintains that lead. Tolliver to start in the bottom position here. Or Tolliver. Boardman. Tolliver's on deck for Ringgold. Yes, it has been a long day, and it continues. Sit out attempt here for Boardman. Comes to his feet. Hoy going to try to break him back down here on the edge of the mat. Trips him down. But now coming around behind and close is Boardman here to reversal, and they're going to give it. Hoy apparently had the hand down on the mat. I don't wish I had some replay. He probably did there on the edge, get the hand down the mat momentarily to allow the reversal. That makes the count 4-2, and they're neutral here 5-2 because Boardman says, nah, we're going to give the automatic escape. So Hoy gets the escape, and it's 5-2. Boardman and Hoy, minute 18 to go in this third period. Winner on to the round of 16. Loser will face an elimination bout later this evening. And if you win, you can't be eliminated tonight if you win a pigtail. Go out of bounds, 56 seconds remaining. Any first round bouts that include pigtail winners, the losers of those first round bouts drop into a second round of consolations, not in the first round tonight. Down to 40 seconds remaining. Jackson Hoy still holding that 5-2 lead, still wrestling neutral here. Shot attempt there by Boardman. Stall warning against Hoy. Another shot here by Boardman. In on a leg. 17 seconds to go. Hoy just panning back, getting those hips back, and doesn't allow much there. Now another shot attempt by Boardman. Can't get in. Another shot attempt and a stall against Hoy. That's going to be a point to Boardman. Now 5-3. Hoy cannot afford a takedown now. And time expires. Your winner is Jackson Hoy by a score of 5-3. And Hoy will move on to the round of 16. Jackson Hoy out of Trinity, so Trinity will have three wrestling in the round of 16. As Hoy advances. Evan Tolliver is up next. He is on deck mat 5. And then we will await after that. Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mac will be the next one. He will come up at 145 pounds. Let's take a break, bring it back. Evan Tolliver should be coming up here shortly on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Still awaiting Evan Tolliver out of Ringgold. He'll be wrestling in the 133-pound of pigtails. Give you a little recap of what happened so far today in case you were just tuning in for the 3A coverage. In 2A, Washington County, Washington and Greene County brought 12 wrestlers. There are four that will be wrestling in quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Noah Lehue of Best Center, and Colin White of West Greene. Those are the four into the quarterfinals. There are another six alive in consolations, that being Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, Mason Wright of Best Center, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, and Malachi Peak of Best Center. Two have been eliminated from 2A, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown and Caleb Patton of Wash High. On the girls' side, it was a rough round of 16, but a pretty darn good first-round consolation. There are four quarterfinalists on the girls' side as well. Araceli Clem of Cannon Mac is a quarterfinalist. Rhea Centipole of Burgettstown, Marley Solomon of Cannon Mac, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. Those four girls will be in the quarterfinals tomorrow starting at 11:45 a.m. Consolations, there were 10 elimination bouts in the first round of consolations, and eight of those girls advanced to the second round of consolations. So wrestling tomorrow in consies will be Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Malia Ramos of Cannon Mac, Uni Ayala of Cannon Mac, Abigail Dolance of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Greene, Alea Henderson of Cannon Mac, and Audrey Calguero of Cannon Mac. The two eliminated today from the girls' side, Mia Scalise of Ringgold and Gabriella Dolanche of Avella. Just a recap of the local action happening so far today here from the Giant Center in Hershey, and I believe we should have Tolliver coming out here now on to mat 5. It's 133-pound action.
pigtail matchup. Brady Deck of Hempfield, not Hempfield District 7, Hempfield District 3. Brady Deck take on Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. Deck, a junior, record 30-15 coming in. He finished fifth in the South Central region. Tolliver, a fourth place finisher at Kanemak out of the West. Underway here on Mat 5. Ear-to-ear tie-up here between these two. Brady Deck, Evan Tolliver. Not a whole lot of information on these two either. And there's a nice roll there through by Tolliver, and he's going to end up on top with the takedown. Evan Tolliver gets the early lead here, 3-0, and goes to work. Trying to bar up this right arm, or left arm, excuse me, is Tolliver. And now going to try to take Deck to his back. Tolliver in pretty good shape here. Getting near fall points is Evan Tolliver. And looking for the fall here is Tolliver. Lots of time to work with and plenty of mat to work with as well. He might have to readjust. He does. Close to getting the fall here is Evan Tolliver. Now he's going to totally readjust. Tolliver might have had a chance to roll through there. Now a half on the left side and turning him back over again is Tolliver. Just trying to hold that right shoulder up his Deck with his right elbow, but now he's flat. That's got to be a fall. There it is. Time of the fall, 1:30. Evan Tolliver is your winner for Ringgold, and he has advanced into the round of 16. Can we get all 11 into the round of 16? Two more to go. Aiden Finnegan of Kanemak will be next up. He is listed in the hole on mat 4, and then we have one more to go, and that would be Braden Collins at 215 pounds. So a little bit of a pause, and there may be a significant pause between Finnegan and Collins, although there's only four of these pigtail bouts in each weight class, so it tends to go rather quickly. But good going so far. Jackson Hoy of Trinity, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, both advancing out of the pigtail round into the round of 16. Back here to the Giant Center with more PIAA wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
Aiden Finnegan of Kanemak in the hole on mat 4. Good time to let you know this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA as intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Busy weekend here. Got underway this morning at 9 a.m. with our state wrestling coverage. I'll be here through tomorrow morning's 2A session. And then I will be picking up and heading on a road trip. Interesting road trip from Hershey all the way to Kane, PA. Chartiers Houston girls basketball in the state playoffs tomorrow. 6 o'clock tip at Kane. I'll be producing that broadcast. So when I leave here, Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will take you the rest of the way throughout the wrestling tournament. They'll be starting their coverage with the girls' quarterfinals at 11:45 tomorrow morning. Another basketball game happening tomorrow as well at Cannon Mack. And Cannon Mack will host Governor Mifflin in a state playoff game. Bob Orquist and Tom Drakely on the call from Cannon Mack. Bob Gregg will be up at Kane for the Chartiers Houston girls game. And then there's two more basketball games on Saturday as well. Road trips involved, as we'll have Trinity girls at Hollidaysburg. That's a 1 o'clock tip. And the Peters Township girls are making a long road trip out south of York to Susquehannock. That's also a 1 o'clock tip. Bob Gregg making that road trip. So we'll have a couple of four basketball games on this weekend here as well on WJPA. And those listening from Green Sports, as we had our coverage of 2A and girls on Green Sports, we also have a Green Sports basketball game on Saturday. I'll be making that road trip to Red Bank Valley as the Jefferson Morgan boys travel to Red Bank Valley for the first boys basketball state appearance for Greene County since the year 2000. And that was the Jefferson Morgan boys then as well. So a lot going on this weekend, to say the least. But happy to bring it all to you, of course, on the WJPA Sports Network and also on greensports.net when applicable, which certainly applies to the 2A boys, the girls tournament here, and the Jefferson Morgan basketball game on Saturday. Aiden Finnegan still listed in the hole on mat 4. And again, these pigtail round matches will go through pretty quickly overall, with just four bouts in each weight class in the pigtails. The girls bracket only with 16. No pigtails involved there. That's why when you look at the schedule for tomorrow, the boys getting started at 8 a.m., by the way. Early wake-up call if you're listening to 2A tomorrow. It's an 8 o'clock start for 2A. That's quarterfinals and a round of consolations that'll run simultaneously at 8 o'clock. And then there'll be another round of consolations at 10:30. On the girls' side, when they start at 11:45, it's strictly championship bracket. It's quarterfinals only at 11:45. Then they'll follow that round with a second round of consolations at 1:15. And these 3A boys will get started tomorrow at 2:15, following the same pattern as 2A. Quarterfinals and second round consolations running simultaneously at 2:15. Third round consolation slated for 4:45. And then we have a fourth session tomorrow that gets underway at 7 o'clock, and that is semifinals of all three, AA, AAA, and girls. Semifinals, all three of them, happening at 7 o'clock. That would be championship only at 7 o'clock. And then a fourth round of consolations to start at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. Tomorrow's a long day. 8 a.m. start. Last round of consolation starting at 9 o'clock at night. And then Saturday looks like a breeze. You start at 9:30 in the morning. with fourth or fifth round consolations, depending on if it's boys or girls. That's at 9:30. You have your consolation finals at 11:30, and you get your championship finals at 4 o'clock. That sounds like a breeze of a day compared to tomorrow. Aiden Finnegan now on deck on mat 4. As we get through our local action here from Washington County, again, 11 total wrestlers. And so far, 9 of them are guaranteed to wrestle in the round of 16. Aiden Finnegan and Braden Collins would like to make it 11 for 11. They'll need to win their pigtails coming up here momentarily. The bout preceding Finnegan's is still in the first period. That features a Connellsville wrestler, 133 pounds, with a big lead. And it's Connellsville's. Is it 39-pounder out there for Connellsville is Daniel Smith. 10-0 lead in his bout over Ashton Abbott of New Oxford. So when that bout comes to a close, we'll see Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack here on mat number 3. Or mat number, oh, that's mat 4. Sorry, looking at the wrong mat. It is still Smith and Abbott. I was just looking at the wrong mat. They're only in their second period of that bout as we await Finnegan. Well, a pretty quick action early on in the once the round of 16 gets underway, because we've got a couple of 107-pounders with Lee Dreschman of Canamag and Parker Jennings of Trinity. And then, of course, we'll see Jackson Hoy again at 114 pounds. So we will have some pretty quick action to follow when the round of 16 gets underway. Still a 10-0 score for Connellsville Smith, so we're still a decent. I thought maybe he was going to wrap that one up a little early considering he had such a large lead, but still holding it 10-0. Engelman of Crestwood. Will be the opponent of trying to get a spelling on that. Wasn't finding Micah Engelman of Crestwood. There he is. These two have a couple common opponents, Finnegan and Engelman, but not much to speak of. Aiden Finnegan making his first trip here to States as a sophomore. And Micah Engelman of Crestwood was here, he's just a freshman, excuse me, Engelman, a freshman for Crestwood. Comes in with a record 43-5. Fifth place finisher out of the Northeast, Micah Engelman. Canamax, Aiden Finnegan, a sophomore with a record of 37-20. Took fourth place on his home court, if you will. At the West Region at Canamax. About 90 seconds remaining in that preceding bout before we get to Engelman and Finnegan. And Canamac will have seven wrestling here in 3A, and it's a pretty Pretty remarkable year for the individuals for Cannon Mac. Six in the girls tournament from Cannon Mac. All still alive, by the way, with two of them in quarterfinals. And they've got seven on the boys' side here at the Giant Center in Hershey. And we get a foul down there for Abbott of New Oxford. Smith had a 10-0 lead for Connellsville, and he got pinned. Wow. That was a turn of events down there on mat four. But it will bring out Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mac, so here we go. Finnegan going to take on Engelman of Crestwood, who I assume are the Comets based on the singlet on Mr. Engelman. And Finnegan going old school. Cannon Mac singlet. Haven't seen that one for a little while. And ready to go. Aiden Finnegan, Micah Engelman, 145-pound pigtail. Winner to the round of 16, loser to an elimination bout later this evening. Underhooks here from Finnegan. Drops down on the head here, putting pressure. On the back of the head is Finnegan. Now just drives and tries to throw Engelman at the edge of the mat, but they go out of bounds. Just 30 seconds gone in the bout. A lot of hand fighting here. Again, trying to set up maybe a throw there was Finnegan. Getting himself out of bounds here, though, is Engelman, and they're close to going out of bounds. And Finnegan had 1 foot in, and he was like, I don't really want to keep this going. Just threw that foot out of bounds and got the whistle. Now dropping down to a knee here is Finnegan, lowering his level, trying to find a shot here on Engelman. Head taps here from the two. Down to 30 seconds to go in this opening period. Really not a shot to speak of by either wrestler. Tie up with only 5 seconds remaining in this opening period. That'll do it after a scoreless first. Choices to Engelman, and he defers. Finnegan chooses down. Engelman, heavy shoulder brace on the left shoulder. Finnegan comes to his feet, trying to peel the hands away, and does very quickly. The escape awarded, 1-0. Finnegan has the early lead. The not-so-early lead here in the second period. Now forcing in underhooks here from Finnegan. Again, putting a lot of pressure on the back of the head. Now they spin toward the boundary, and out of bounds they go. 1:25 to go here in the second. 1-0, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mac. here in this 145-pound pigtail. Down to a minute five. Finnegan tries an inside trip, but now coming up under and getting in on a leg here is Engelman, again out of bounds. Doing a lot of wrestling on the edge of the mat here, these two. But that single leg there from Engelman, really the only time we've seen anybody go in a leg. Down to 35 seconds to go in this second period. Still just 1-0 Finnegan, who got his escape right out of the gate in this second period. Down to 15 seconds. That is going to be a pretty lackluster second period. And immediately, even before the whistle, Engelman was pointing down. He wants bottom for the third period. He trails 1-0. Obviously, he thinks he can change that pretty quickly here with an escape from bottom. But Finnegan quickly gets up. And gets legs in, both legs in here for Finnegan. And he's going to try to ride his Aiden Finnegan. Finnegan may be looking for a power half on the left side here from Finnegan. And he's close to maybe just rolling Engelman right up on his shoulders here. Engelman does a good job to get back to his base. But forcing that head forward here is Finnegan. And now has Engelman flattened out. 70 seconds to go. Still 1-0 Finnegan riding on top, and he's got Engelman flat. There hasn't been a whole lot of activity in this match, but Finnegan doing a nice job of riding on top, something Engelman didn't even attempt to do or wasn't really given the chance to do. I don't think he really let Finnegan up to start the second period. Finnegan just got out quick. Finnegan's got legs in here on Engelman. Engelman trying to get to his base, but boy, he's in trouble here. Finnegan just looking to ride out this entire third period and advance to the round of 16. A stall warning against Engelman on bottom. I don't know what he's supposed to do. They do have a restart. I didn't catch what for. 12 seconds remaining. It was not stalling on top. Caution here against Finnegan. Only 11 seconds remain. Finnegan's got to get back in position to ride here for 10 seconds, and he does. Drops down, gets that leg in, and he should be able to just hang on to this. Aiden Finnegan is going to win 1-0 as he rides out the third period, and the local guys are 3-for-3 with one more still to go at 215 pounds, and that'll be Braden Collins. But I'll tell you what, we are going to take a little pause here from the Giant Center. Take it back to WJPA FM programming, because we will be waiting just a bit for Braden Collins at 2:15. But keep it tuned right here, because when he comes up, we will jump in and bring you that action live as well here from Hershey. It is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
95.3 WJPA.
The Middle East and beyond. President Trump fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem today.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Said we would break in when we had Braden Collins coming up. And he is on deck on mat two. Braden Collins out of Canamac getting ready to earn his way into the round of 16 that will be starting here momentarily. In fact, Parker Jennings of Trinity in a round of 16 bout. He is already called in the hole on mat five. So we will get right into a round of 16 as well. And if Braden Collins can get a win here at 215 pounds, then we will have all 11 Washington County wrestlers in the round of 16. About preceding Collins is at the end of two periods, so not too far away from Braden Collins, the fourth place finisher out of the West, out of Canamac. He is a junior with a record of 41-12. Going to take on the fifth-place finisher out of the Northeast, Evan Gillespie of Pleasant Valley. Gillespie, a senior out of District 11, record 34-4. As we get set here on mat number two, about preceding it is about a minute and a half to go, if it does indeed go the distance. Braden Collins at 215, and then we will have, before we take any other kind of a break, I would assume we probably get the first three of our round of 16 bouts taken care of. Lee Dreschman of Canamac, he has yet to be called, but should be very soon. Parker Jennings, I mentioned, is already listed in the hole on mat 5, and we will see Jackson Hoy at 114 pounds as well. And then maybe a little lull before we get to Dom Canale of Trinity, 127, John Emma at 133, along with Evan Tolliver of Ringgold at 133, Collier Hartman at 139, Aiden Finnegan at 145, and then a gap from 145 to 189. Where Bryce Collins is weighed in for Canamac. Braden Collins will try to reach the round of 16 with a win here momentarily. And then Dakota Carmona at 285 for Cannon Mack as well. Things winding down on mat two, Collins and Gillespie. These two have never crossed paths. Braden Collins, first trip. Well, second trip to States. He was here last year but did not place. As a sophomore, now a junior, Collins. And on the other side, Evan Gillespie, who is committed to Castleton University. Not sure where Castleton is. But this is his first trip to States, and he does that as a senior. Wrestling at 215 pounds. And here we go. We'll see. And I always like to see which singlet these guys are going with, because this is one that takes you back a little bit. The old tartan for Cannon Mack. As Braden Collins gets ready to go. Collins versus Evan Gillespie out of Pleasant Valley, and we are underway on mat two. Out of bounds they go, just 21 seconds in. Shot attempt here by Collins. Got close to the takedown, but a wizard comes in here late for, and now they're going to say right on the boundary and out of bounds. Gillespie fought that off. Close to a takedown for Collins. Thank you, Bob. Castleton University is in Vermont. I don't know if he knew that or Googled it, but thank you, Mr. Gregg. And a shot attempt here by Collins. And he gets the double leg and the takedown. And Braden Collins with the first takedown of the bout. 1 minute gone. 3-0 lead for Braden Collins. Trying to make it a perfect all 11. From Washington County, but look out here, a roll and a reversal coming for Gillespie. Make it 3-2, and he's got Collins out going to his back on the edge, just staying in bounds enough to get some near fall points, and they are going to award the near fall. I think I saw three. No, they're going to say four. Got the full boat. So after the reversal, four count. Or a four-point near fall for Gillespie. Now into a side headlock, and he takes Collins back down, but he lost it as soon as they hit the mat, and Collins is able to get the reversal. Back and forth we go. 6-5, he had a side headlock. Looked like Collins was headed to give up more back points, and as soon as they hit the mat, he just broke free. And he jumps on top and gets the reversal. Nearly had Gillespie turned a little bit there. Now he'll try to tilt Gillespie, and he's going to get a couple of swipes. I think that now he has a couple consecutive swipes. And near fall coming here for Braden Collins at the buzzer. Award four, 9-6 first period. And Collins on top. Kind of one of those, like when a catch doesn't survive the ground. The side headlock didn't survive the ground. And as soon as they hit, they just broke apart. Parker Jennings now on deck on mat five. And Collins works from the top position here in the second. Got to keep an eye on mat five for Parker Jennings. Should have some other guys coming up here. He got bumped all the way to on deck, but I still don't see Dreshman anywhere. Yeah, Dreshman is just now in the hole on mat three. And coming to his feet here is Gillespie, and he'll get the 1 point escape. That'll make it 9-7. Minute 20 to go, second period. One of the higher scoring affairs we've seen today. at least from perspective of both wrestlers scoring. Driving in here is Gillespie. Five seconds to go. Tried a little shuck by, did Gillespie, but looks like they're headed for the out of bounds. And a restart coming with 45 seconds to go in the second. We'll flip the pages back to the 107-pound weight class after this bout to get ready for round of 16. First round action with Parker Jennings of Trinity being the first one up. Shot attempt here by Gillespie, caught in the front headlock by Collins. And now Collins going to take him to the mat, come around behind and get the takedown. 12-7 in favor of Braden Collins. 10 seconds to go in the period. And Collins will hold on to that 12-7 lead heading to the third. Work on the knee brace there from Evan Gillespie. And it'll be Collins working from the bottom. Comes to his feet, quickly trying to peel the hands away, and does. There's the escape. Make it 13-7 in favor of Braden Collins as they go out of bounds with 1:51 to go in the third. Jennings still waiting on deck. Dreschman still waiting in the hole. This might work out that we just go from one to the other here. Double leg shot here by Collins. He's going to get a takedown on the edge. That'll make it 16-7 for Braden Collins. Minute 15 remaining here in the third. Near the edge here is Collins, just trying to ride as much time as he can at this point, leading by 9. He's not in any position to turn or anything, but he's maintaining control and he's keeping 1 foot in bounds. And now they will slide out and we'll get a restart. 46 seconds remaining, 16-7. Reaches back for the head there, does Gillespie, but that goes nowhere. And he's flattened out. 35 seconds remaining. We had 4 Washington County wrestlers in the pigtail round. And barring something miraculous from Evan Gillespie, all 4 will advance to the round of 16, and we'll have 11. From Washington County in the round of 16 coming up. Down to the final 5 seconds, and Braden Collins will advance as well. 16-7, major decision for Collins. That brings us to mat 5, where Parker Jennings remains on deck, so we'll step aside here for a moment, bring it back to the Giant Center in Hershey. It is now AAA action of the PIAA State Wrestling Tournament on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
And we'll bring you back live here to the Giant Center in Hershey as we do have Parker Jennings coming out now on mat 5. 107-pound action. In the round of 16, Parker Jennings, sophomore out of Trinity, 38-12 record on the year, takes on Elijah Foltz of Palmyra, 37-3 runner-up out of the South Central. 107-pound action. Sophomore versus junior in this situation at 107 pounds. Jennings trying to use that snap down, try to spin around behind, but can't get there. Now underhooks from Foltz, trying to pull him back in. They'll separate, and Jennings drops down on the leg. Parker Jennings trying to finish here with a takedown. Got the single leg, driving, tries to get his left leg free here as Foltz just wraps around the leg, trying to hang on to that. No control awarded, and Foltz not giving up on that leg. And this looks like it may be a stalemate. Each one's got a leg. Yeah, let's blow this dead and restart. 107 to go. Here in the opening period between Jennings and Foltz. A shot here by Jennings, trying to get on the left leg, comes up empty. Ear-to-ear tie-up. Dreschman on deck mat 3. Got an ankle here, does Jennings. Close to getting the takedown, but there's a wizard thrown in by Foltz as he tries to fight it off. Jennings tries to break through that and finish this takedown on the edge. And now Jennings getting a little out to the side and out of position here, and maybe it's just a good thing for Parker Jennings the time expired, because if that had gone on much longer, Foltz may have ended up in a better position to get a takedown, but it will go scoreless to the end of the first. Jennings will defer his choice. And it will be Foltz taking bottom. Foltz trying to come up to his feet here. Jennings trying to hit a cradle from behind there, but could not get that locked in. Again, Foltz trying to come to his feet. Jennings chinning him back. Can't get him going to his back here, and now getting out in front here is Foltz, but Jennings maintaining control for the moment. In on a leg now is Foltz. And he might try to come out the back door here. This would be a tough reversal if he's able to do it. He's going to have to get through and then turn and keep Jennings there. But trying to come through the legs, he's not going to be able to get the reversal, but he will come out was close to an escape. Jennings held onto a leg and still maintains control. Been a lot of who's got who here in this second period. Again, trying to come through the legs is Fultz. Jennings hanging on to the left leg, locked through the crotch. Now that hold is broken. And again, Fultz. Maybe a chance here for Fultz. Jennings drops down the leg. Now Jennings will elevate the leg. Wizard comes in from Fultz. Still no score in this bout. And we have reached the end of two periods. That was a lot of activity for no points. It'll be Jennings' choice. He chooses bottom to start the third period. Dreschman still on deck. Mat 3. And Hoy of Trinity in the hole. Mat 5. And we're going to get a stoppage here. Looks like blood time running to Parker Jennings. Time has stopped. We're ready to go. Third period scoreless. Jennings works from the bottom. And he beat the whistle. Caution. Actually, going to get Fultz on the caution for the false start. Now coming to his feet is Jennings. Good start this time. He'll peel the hands away and takes the first lead. 1-0 with the escape in the third period. Underhook here on the right side for Fultz. Trying to set something up there, but can't get Jennings off balance. 90 seconds to go in the bout. 1-0. Parker Jennings of Trinity, winner to the quarterfinals. Loser will wrestle in consolations this evening. Headlock here from Jennings, hanging on to that right now. Now in on a leg here is Fultz. And Fultz may be close to finishing here. He's got to somehow grab the left ankle of Jennings. Jennings gets the Wizard in, though, and tries to get to the boundary. 45 seconds to go. Fultz trying to drag Jennings back more in bounds, have a little more room to work with. Reaches for the leg. Jennings not giving it up. And now Jennings drapes himself over the back here of Fultz and wraps around a waist. And we get a stalemate call. 20 seconds to go. We saw Aiden Finnegan win a 1-0 bout. This one's a little more exciting. It's got a lot more activity, but now maybe a last gasp effort here for Fultz. 12 seconds to go. Wizard in for Jennings again. Now Fultz comes up around the head, looking to get Jennings off balance. Down to 4 seconds to go. And Jennings is going to end up on top, and he does get the takedown at the buzzer as Fultz was just trying anything and eventually got taken down. The final's going to be 4-0, and Parker Jennings is on to the quarterfinals for the Trinity Hillers. And his teammate Jackson Hoy is now on deck on that same mat, mat 5. Meanwhile, Lee Dreschman coming up here momentarily for Cannon Mack. He'll be on mat 3. Dreschman. West Regional champion, the freshman, 48-4 on the year. His opponent will be Gavin Rush of Hempfield. And again, that is not the Hempfield that we are accustomed to. That is Hempfield District 3. Ready to go on mat three. These two have never met. They do have one common opponent, Colin Harder of Bellefonte, who both of them defeated. 3-0 win for Gavin Rush and a 8-0 major decision for Lee Dreschman. That's about the only common ground I see. Dreschman quickly in on a shot here. Started with a double, now switches to a single. Grabbing an ankle on the other side here is Rush trying to fight this off. Now tries to throw the leg up around the head of Dreschman. Dreschman just trying to keep spinning here to get around behind. And we're going to get a stalemate call. Start them over 30 seconds in. Minute 30 to go, first period. No score between Dreschman and Rush. Shot attempt here by Dreschman. He got Rush off balance, and he's going to get the takedown. Lee Dreschman goes up 3-0. Both these guys freshmen, so clearly having exceptional freshman seasons to wrestle here at the state tournament. Jackson Hoy waits on deck on mat 5. Keep an eye out for that as Dreschman now has Rush just flattened out in the center of the mat. Trying to go with a half here on the left side. He's got that elbow a little out of whack here. But ref allows it to go. Now trying to bar up that arm here is Dreschman. And he's going to try to run this. And he's got Rush giving up near fall points. Maybe just one swipe there. Going to try to readjust here with this half now. Still just one swipe. Now they are going to give near fall points. I didn't think he got consecutive swipes. They will give 3 near fall points. 6-0. Lee Dreschman will take that lead to the second period. He'll defer his choice. And Rush will choose neutral to start the second period. Shot attempt here by Dreschman, now in an ear-to-ear tie as he was caught and underhooks there. Now a duck under attempt by Gavin Rush, and he got to a leg of Dreschman. Dreschman able to fight this off. He's going to try to peel that hand away and does. Now they'll just come to their feet and square off again. Now right in on an ankle goes Dreschman, trying to come up through the legs here of Rush. Rush gets locked through the crotch, though. And this may be leading to another stalemate. Now Dreschman tries to fight through it and does. And now he's going to get some near fall points here as well. The takedown and some near fall coming for Lee Dreschman. Going to get the full boat this time. 13-0 after the 7-point move from Lee Dreschman. Stayed with that. Just kept spinning. Eventually broke that grip of Rush. And when he did, he took him right to his back. Down to 42 seconds to go. 13-0 lead for Dreschman of Canamac. Down to 23 on the clock here in the second period. Time is going to run out here in the second. 13-0 in favor of Canamax. Lee Dreschman. Go to the third period. They'll go neutral again. That was Dressman's choice. Shot attempt here, tried to get to the ankle, ended up around the knee. Did rush. Trying to drive in and keep this going. Dressman doing a nice job of fighting this shot off, and now is working for another takedown of his own, and that is going to end it. Takedown, Tech Fall 16-0. Time of the Tech Fall 4:25. Lee Dreschman into the quarterfinals at 107 pounds. So Parker Jennings in the quarterfinals for Trinity. Lee Dreschman in the quarterfinals for Canamac. They will not wrestle each other in those quarterfinals. And we move our attention to Jackson Hoy, who is coming up on deck, mat 5. The quarterfinal matchups, Dreschman will take on the winner of Ryan Milheim of Columbia Montour and Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West. And that is right now Hoffman, who looks like he is going to win as the time is ticking down there. Time also ticking down on mat 5, 30 seconds to go as we await Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Jackson Hoy coming off a 5-3 decision over Braden Boardman of Shippensburg. He'll now be taking on Dom Powell, who was the Southeast champion out of Upper Dauphin. He's a junior with a record of 35-3. So we'll see Hoy for the second time out here. So he'll come out to mat 5 this time. And we're underway on mat 5. Powell got in on a single leg here. Hoy tried to get the wizard, couldn't get that locked in. Now that leg gets elevated. Trip attempt there by Powell. Now the wizard does come in as they roll, and still no control awarded yet to Powell. Now he's going to elevate that leg of Jackson Hoy. Comes around the waist now, and Hoy just kind of drags him out of bounds. Powell was trying to keep his toes in bounds and get the takedown, but Hoy just basically carried him out of bounds. These two have never crossed paths. Of course, Jackson Hoy, just a sophomore. Powell, a junior. They did give a stall warning to Hoy. I can only assume they were saying fleeing the mat there. They signaled that stall prior to the restart here. Still no score. The aggressor has been Powell, but Hoy's done a nice job thus far to fight off everything Powell's thrown at him. Hoy backing up here. Got to watch that. He's already been hit for stalling. And they're out of bounds. 47 seconds to go, first period. And looks like we might have some blood time. Blood time going to run here to Dom Powell of Upper Dauphin. Or Upper Dublin, I'm sorry. I had that name wrong on that school. Upper Dublin. I apologize. Yes, Upper Dublin out of District 1. That's the school of Dom Powell. My apologies. Dom Canale of Trinity would be the next one up, and he is listed in the hole now on mat 4. And we're back underway on mat 5 with Jackson Hoy. Here's a single leg shot by Powell. Hoy again trying to fight it off. Got the Wizard in again. Does Jackson Hoy. Commented on Hoy's defense in the first match that he had as well in the pigtails, and it's on display here again. I mean, frustrating Powell here, because now Powell gets around behind, and this time he may get the takedown, and does. He slips right down off the waist onto the legs, and as Powell is going out of bounds, they do get the takedown. So 3-0. The boy, Powell has had to work for it, no doubt. 12 seconds remaining here in this opening period. So Powell almost got to the end of the first by giving up, or Hoy almost got to the end of the first by giving up that takedown. Now a stall warning against Powell, so they've both been hit for stalling. And that is the end of the period. As Powell didn't improve his position, he'll defer his choice, and Hoy will choose bottom to start the second. Looks like Powell may go optional start here. He does, and he lets Hoy come to his feet. 1 point escape, 3-1. Back in on a single leg here is Powell again. Hoy with a roll here. And Hoy is going to come out in better position. And he's close to getting a takedown of his own. But he's going to run out of mat. Oh, he was close. Hoy nearly took the lead right there with a takedown. The officials are actually talking about this. Side official came in. And they're going to say no takedown. Boy, Hoy was close there. Down to a knee drops Jackson Hoy, looking to lower his level. Now in on another shot here is Powell. Hoy gets that left leg as far out of danger as he can for the moment. Now he tries to roll and ends up maybe in a better position again here. Got to try to break the leg free. Can't come around behind. And instead it's going to be Powell who ends up with the better position. He slips around behind Hoy and gets the takedown to go up 6-1. Ankle pick by Powell as they go out of bounds. 58 seconds remain here in the second period. Dom Powell of Upper Dublin with a 6-1 lead on Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Again, Dom Canale in the hole on mat 4. . 53 seconds to go in this second period for Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Comes to his feet. And he'll peel away, get the escape at 6-2. Hoy has been tough against this regional champion. But Powell in again has this left leg elevated again. And he's going to try to dump dump Hoy to the mat. Looked up to check on Canale's status again. He is still listed in the hole. 14 seconds remain in the second period. And another late takedown here for Powell as he's able to bundle the ankles right on the edge, and he'll go up 9-2. Heading to the third period. Choice should be Powell's, and he's going to say neutral. Here it severe tie up here between these two. 15 seconds gone in this third period. And again on the edge, again bundles up both legs there, does Powell, takes down Hoy. Now things have gotten away from Jackson Hoy, 12-2. Powell's going to give the automatic escape on the restart. It'll be 12-3 as we resume. Minute and a half to go here in the third. Jackson Hoy out of Trinity appears headed to consolations, but again, he would not wrestle an elimination bout tonight because he came out of the pigtails. Any of these first-round bouts that involve a pigtail winner, the loser of the first-round bout will not go to consolations until tomorrow. And now Hoy giving up some near-fall points. And as valiant an effort as Jackson Hoy had, he's going to get tech falled. 19-3, time of the tech fall, 4:59. But boy, I did not see that bout going to a tech fall after a couple of periods there. Certainly not late in the second anyway, but Jackson Hoy will drop into consolations. But again, we'll wrestle his first elimination bout. We'll wait until tomorrow. Dom Canale still listed in the hole. He's been there for a while. I don't know if we have John M. on the screen yet. We do not. But we'll be awaiting Dom Canale of Trinity here before too long. He is listed in the hole on mat 4. And with that, we'll take a quick break. Bring you back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Dom Canale of Trinity on deck, 127 pounds. Canale is going to take on Brady Full of Abington Heights, just a freshman. Full, the third place finisher out of the Northeast, 37-7 mark on the year. Dom Canale, 43-6 this season, the senior from Trinity. It'll be Dom Canale at 127, John Emma of Canamac, and Evan Tolliver of Ringgold at 133. Collier Hartman of Canamac at 139, Aiden Finnegan of Canamac at 145, and then we'll have a few weight classes off. Nobody at 52, 60, or 72. So there will be certainly a pause in the action here locally from the Giant Center. Once we get through Aiden Finnegan's bout. But not much of a break in between these others. I'm assuming by the time one is done, the next will be coming right up. So we'll just kind of keep it here. Canale getting ready to go on mat 4, but still a little bit of time to wait. An interesting matchup with Brady full because you've got a senior versus a freshman here in this one. Needless to say, they have never met. Also can tell you they've never had any common opponents. Dom Canale did medal here at the Giant Center a year ago, took fifth place. He's actually been to states. Canale has been here all 4 years of his high school career. Was fifth in the region his freshman and sophomore years both. Which, of course, at that time, the region was still the WPIL. So maybe not. Maybe he didn't make it. I gotta look. Now I got to think back to that, because back when it was just the WPIL, I don't think they were taking top five, but I'd have to double-check my numbers. There was a time when the WPIL was only taking three. But he did take fifth in the Whippeal in his freshman year and sophomore year. Last year was third in the region, second in the Whippeal, third in the region, fifth in the state. And this year took second at the WPILs and improved his place on the regional podium by one, took second place there, and finds himself looking for another state medal, trying to improve upon a fifth place finish from a year ago. Dom Canale out of Trinity. And obviously, his opponent being a freshman, his first trip here to Hershey, and pretty impressive. And you see, you know, it's one thing if you get a freshman at 107, 114, something like that. As the weights go up, you see fewer freshmen that qualify here for states. 127 pounds, I think I see just two. There are three freshmen at 127 pounds. But, like I said, as the weights go up, you tend to see less and less freshmen. I think there's only one at 133 pounds. And, you will see the exception with some exceptional wrestlers in the upper weights, but typically pretty tough to get here as a freshman. Evan Tolliver will follow Canale on mat four, so that'll be handy. We can just stay with our focus on mat four. Tolliver out of Ringgold. Where is John Emma? Got to find John Emma on the big board. I don't believe he has been called yet. He has not. Two periods in the books in the bout that precedes Canale. Canale and then Tolliver. Third period now on mat number four. I have a consolation round to follow this. The scheduled start time, they may actually make that. The scheduled start time is 8 o'clock. I don't know if they'll make it or not, but the reason I say it's possible is the 2A was done in plenty of time, like a half hour to spare to get to their consolation round, and they ended up starting it a little bit early. 3A started 15 minutes late out of the gate with their preliminary round, so with that in mind, what happened in 2A, they might still make it. How about this matchup on mat 3 at 121 pounds? You have Joey Gallo of Hem District 3 against Nico Capusta of Hemfield District 7. Hemfield versus Hemfield, 121 pounds. on mat three. That one's just about to get underway. Final 35 seconds in the bout as Canale awaits on mat four. John Emma has now been called in the hole. Emma will be on mat three at 133 pounds. And it's time for Dom Canale. Canale here at 127 pounds. Brady Fool, the freshman of Abington Heights, his opponent. Also, we'll be looking for Collier Hartman and Aiden Finnegan to be called, but that won't be quite yet. Canale comes out of the black Trinity singlet. First I've seen of those so far today. Of course, we've only seen a couple of them go. We saw Hoy wrestle twice and Parker Jennings wrestle as well, and now Canale in the black Trinity singlet. And we are underway. Head-to-head tie here. Now they'll separate again. Canale shoots in, got stop there. Now he'll come up with underhooks. Canale near the edge of the mat. And we're going to get a restart. 30 seconds in. Canale looking for a shot. Now shoots in, didn't get there. But now comes around and gets the single leg and is going to come around for the takedown. Dom Canale goes in front 3-0. Tried to force a leg in on the left side, couldn't get that. That's Fool trying to come to his base. Fool now trying to come up to his feet. Up into a camel stand, but broken back down to his base by Canale. Back up into the camel stand goes Fool. Now he tries to maybe sit out, but Canale doing a nice job to stay in control. Again, tried to get that boot. Can't get the leg in. And now we get a stall on top against Canale, and a restart is forced. I'm not sure where the stall came in there. It wasn't like he was hanging on a leg or anything, but nonetheless, stalling on top, charged to Canale. A warning. Maybe got a leg lace on the right side this time, Canale. He's going to try to possibly turn with a power half here on the left side. Does have one leg laced. And time's going to expire here in the first period. 3-0 lead for Dom Canale of Trinity. And the choice is to Fool. He's going to defer his choice. Canale, I don't know what he said for his choice. What's it going to be? It's going to be bottom. Dom Canale works the bottom with a 3-0 lead. Trying to come up to his base here, peel the hand away, and now we'll just spin around and get out of the control of Braden Fool. Brady Fool. 4-0 lead after the escape for Canale. Duck under attempt by Canale. They run out of Matt. Look out. They're into the scorer's table on Matt 2 from Matt 4. And that's not good for those guys because that's coming from their behind. They can't see it coming. Down to a minute to go in the second period. Hand fighting here. Canale tries to, a little shuck by to try to get in around behind Full. Full does a nice job to block that. Canale working on some wrist control here on the left side, and they're just going to go out of bounds. 40 seconds to go, second period. Canale leads 4-0. Seconds remaining, down to 20. Evan Tolliver Ringel waits on deck on this mat. Dom Canale looking to advance to the quarterfinals. He's got a 4-0 lead nearing the end of two periods. It's been pretty good so far for the 3A classification. Wrestled 7 bouts so far across the pigtails in first round and in Washington County. In those 7 bouts, 6-1. And about to make it 7-1 if Canale can hang on here. They'll go neutral to start the third period. That was the choice of Full. And Canale gets around behind. He'll lift Full to try to take him down to the mat. Close to getting the takedown. Got to get the one leg free here. Right on the edge of the mat. Holding on to the ankle is Full, and he's just hanging on to that like a soup bone here to not give up control to Canale. And they're right on the edge of the mat, and this looks like it may result in either a stalemate or out of bounds, and it will be a stalemate. Bring him back to the center with 1:22 to go. Canale leading 4-0. John Emma still listed in the hole for Kanamaki. He's on mat 3. We will see Evan Tolliver immediately following this bout. Evan Tolliver out of Ringel. Another wrestler at 133 pounds. Emma and Tolliver both at 133. Down to 50 seconds to go. Front headlock here by Canale, and we're going to get a restart. Canale working on the right wrist, trying to get that away so he can get to that right leg. Now just putting a lot of pressure on the head of Full. Down to 15 seconds to go. And Dom Canale can just run this clock. Another stalemate's going to be called with 10 seconds remaining. Dom Canale. He's going to advance into the quarterfinals. Dom Canale joins Parker Jennings, his Trinity teammate, in the quarterfinals. Trinity is actually done for the day. Canale and Jennings will be in quarterfinals tomorrow, and Jackson Hoy will wrestle in consolations, but not until tomorrow. So Trinity is done for the day. That'll bring out Evan Tolliver now on mat four. Evan Tolliver here at 133 pounds is taking on the Northeast champion, Keanu Dillard of Becca High. Bethlehem Catholic, of course. And very quickly, oh my, very quickly a takedown, and Tolliver was almost taken right to his back, right out of the gate here by Dillard, the senior. And now Dillard, a little reverse half, and he is going to take Tolliver to his back, and this might not last long. Tolliver in a lot of trouble here. He is going to be able to belly out. Good for him. Survives the moment anyway. Johnny Dillard has him flattened out now. Oh, we got a stretcher out here again. I didn't even notice. That is the third time we've seen it. Did not see any in 2A, but had two girls taken off on a stretcher. And now we have another here in the 3A action. Boy, I don't know. I remember the time I saw three on the same day taken out on a stretcher. Seven nothing lead for Dillard, who has just kind of settled in now, riding on top of Tolliver. Dillard is a three-time state champion. He's committed to Lehigh. But Dillard, when you look at Dillard's record and you see his finishes at the different district, region, state, it's all firsts. Everything is firsts. He's a four-time district champion, a four-time regional champion. He's a three-time state champion going for a fourth. So doesn't get much better than that for Keanu Dillard. Out of Bethlehem Catholic. End of one period, 7-0 lead for Dillard. John Emma now listed on deck on mat three. Collier Hartman, his teammate, will follow him on mat three. I like that. One-point escape makes it 8-0 as Dillard started the second period on the bottom. Gets a quick escape to go up 8-0. Well, give Tolliver credit. He looked like it was going to be over in about 15 seconds, but he's hanging around. Dillard, a couple of head taps here. Now a shot by Tolliver, but that was caught and immediately countered by Dillard. Comes around behind. We'll look to drag Tolliver down and gets the takedown. Now he makes it 11-0. Maintaining his base, however, not being turned this time. At least not yet. No, that arm's getting in a pretty awkward position. Ref's letting it go, but he's looking at it very closely. And now I think he is going to call the potentially dangerous indeed. 43 seconds to go here in the second. 11-0. And the official is explaining to Dillard why it was stopped. Now Dillard trying to hit a cradle here on Tolliver, but gives up on that. Now just has Tolliver flattened out again. Legs in here for Dillard. John Emma of Canamac coming up. Collier Hartman of Canamac right after him. And we'll just be looking for Aiden Finnegan as well. Before we have a bit of a gap in the action. And time expires in the second period. 11-0, Keanu Dillard leading over Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. And Tolliver's in a position here as well where if he loses this bout, he's not going to face an elimination bout tonight either. With all of the pigtail winners, or with all the pigtail wrestlers, the four of them all winning, I mean, there's a real shot that Washington County doesn't have anybody wrestling in the consolations this evening. See how it plays out the rest of the way. Down to 115. I'm just giving a tip of the cap to Evan Tolliver for even potentially taking this one the distance, because it looked like it was going to be over quick. We got a minute to go for him to maybe keep this at a major decision against a three-time state champion. Never defended a state title, was always a returning champion. He won at 107 pounds, 121, and 127, and now wrestles at 133. Down to 30 seconds remaining, 11-0 in favor of Keanu Dillard. Tolliver going to shoot in here. I mean, why not? Got nothing to lose at this point. Got something in the bag of tricks. You might as well throw it out there. But that's going to do it. Final score is going to be 11-0. Keanu Dillard over Evan Tolliver. Tolliver out of Ringgold will drop into consolations, but just like Jackson Hoy of Trinity, he'll wrestle in the consolations tomorrow. John Emma still waiting on deck, and before we get to Emma and his teammate Hartman to follow, we'll step aside, bring you back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
John Emma just about to head to mat three. We had an injury situation on mat three as well, but things are back underway. John Emma of Canamac at 133 pounds. Going to take on Wilmont Kai a senior out of Whitehall, record of 39-3. John Emma out of Canamac, junior, and his record of 40-14 on the year. And we're getting, well, they're cleaning up some blood on mat three. And then we should see Emma and Kai get out here. Two have never faced each other, have one common opponent. They both faced a few times. Matthew Valdez of Parkland, or Velez of Parkland, excuse me. And interestingly enough, Emma lost twice to Matthew Velez. Kai defeated Velez all three times he faced him. So could be a tough challenge here for John Emma. And we are underway on mat three. Junior out of Canamac, the senior out of Whitehall. And Emma trying to come around behind here for a takedown, but in on the ankle, holding on to that ankle is Kai. And now Kai may be trying to come up through the legs here. Good bit of a scramble here as now Kai tries to come around behind. Emma comes to his feet, and they separate. So no points. Both of them had a chance there to potentially get a takedown. Kai with a shot. Emma backs out and breaks the grip there. And they're working toward the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. 39 seconds gone, 121 to go. Opening period, John Emma, Canamac, Wilmont Kai of Whitehall. And Kai just got poked in the eye. Official comes over and just gives Emma a little tap on the head. Says, you know, no harm, no foul. Wasn't intentional. Just some hand fighting there going up to the head. And here we go. John Emma followed by Collier Hartman here on mat three. Battle here, these two working on positioning. They're out of bounds again, 45 seconds to go. And then the other one we're looking for is Aiden Finnegan at 145 pounds, and he is on deck on mat six, so we'll keep an eye out there as well, as we may see Finnegan before we thought. Twenty-eight seconds remaining. John Emma and Wilmont Kai, they'll separate again. These two have been going at it pretty good, but nobody's been all that close to a takedown. Now Kai gets around behind, but he's not able to bring Emma back down to the mat. Now he does. Takedown for Kai, and look out. Emma's got a bail, or he's going to get caught on his back. And they're going to say caught on his back long enough for back points. Gave him two. 3-point takedown for Kai. And I didn't really think Emma was there for consecutive swipes, but indeed they give two back. 5-0 in favor of Wilmont Kai. I said he had to bail. I thought he kind of did, but maybe not quickly enough. So 5-0 the lead for Wilmont Kai out of Whitehall. Whitehall is District 11. And an escape here makes it 6-0 for Kai. Now he gets in on an ankle. Quick ankle pick takes Emma down again. It's 9-0. And all of a sudden, things got away from John Emma here of Canamac. This was anybody's match there in that first period, just going at it. Nobody was really close to a takedown. Kai got the quick 5-point move at the end of the period. And then got another slick takedown. Now catches Emma in underhooks. looking to throw John Emma here is Wilmont Kai. And they're going to get to the boundary and out of bounds. 109 remaining, but it's 9-1 in favor of Kai out of Whitehall. In on a leg here is Kai, trying to drop Emma to the mat again, and he does. Emma just got off balance that time and fell, and Kai just had to land on top of him. 12-1, Wilmont Kai over John Emma of Canamac. If you believe in the announcer's jinx, well, I said Washington County might not get anybody into that round of consolations, but it would appear that John Emma is headed there. Working on a bar here is Kai. Has the right arm barred up. Trying to turn John Emma inside 10 seconds to go in the second period. Going to try to run this again. Has him gone over, but time expires, and I don't think any near fall points. In fact, a potentially dangerous is signaled. And the official going to go over to the scorer's table here. I don't think there was any near fall points awarded there. Oh, they're actually gonna say the clock should have stopped with 3 seconds because of the potentially dangerous. So they're gonna reset the clock for 3 seconds. Emma comes to his feet, but can't peel away. 12-2 our score at the end of two. And the choice is Emma's. He'll choose neutral. And we didn't get the clock set this time. Needs to go back to 2 minutes. Clock all straightened out over here on mat three. Very likely to see Collier Hartman and Aiden Finnegan wrestling at the same time. Still not able to get the clock to read 2 minutes now. We've got it. Back underway, third period. John Emma trails by 10, 12-2. Back in on a single leg here is Kai. Roll attempt here by Emma to try to fight it off. Now Emma trying to get in better position here. We're going to get a stalemate. Try to reach in for a leg, did Kai. Emma is able to get that out of dodge. Now they'll separate again. Minute 25 to go. Driving in here is John Emma. Duck under attempt and maybe almost pulled Kai right down on top of himself and possibly on his back, but was kind of able to bail out of that situation and nothing came of it. They just go out of bounds, and we'll get a restart with 113. Now a quick shot here by Kai. Double leg shot, and Emma couldn't do anything with it. Just taken down immediately off the whistle. And it's 15-2, and he's going to let Emma up, make it 15-3. Now Emma gets in on a single leg, elevates that right leg of Wilmont Kai. Going to try to lift and take Kai down, and he will get a takedown here. John Emma, no quit in Emma as he's got his first takedown here to make it 15-6. 33 seconds to go, and Emma's going to let him up. No, he's not. He acted like he was going to, then still wrapped around behind him. They are going to give the one-point escape and keep the clock moving, saying they didn't get out of bounds. 20 seconds to go, 16-6. Another shot here by Kai. Time running short. John Emma is going to drop to consolations, and he will have an elimination bout later today. John Emma, major decision 16-6 for Wilmont Kai, drops Emma to consies. That'll bring up Collier Hartman on mat three, and we'll be looking for Aiden Finnegan as well. They're going to start at about the same time because the bout preceding Finnegan's just ended as well on mat six. So we'll have bouts on three and six involving Cannon Mack, with Collier Hartman at 139 on mat three and Aiden Finnegan at 145 on mat six. Hartman's bout. £139. Collier Hartman is taking on Nathan Masano of Haverford out of District 1. He was a third place finisher in the Southeast. A senior with a 40-5 record. Hartman, a senior of Cannon Mack, with a 46-6 mark. And tied Matt Seaton Finnegan of Cannon Mack in the Southeast champion. He's already been taken down by Daniel Dennis of Central Bucks West, who's a sophomore out of District 1. 36-4 mark on the year for Dennis of Central Bucks West, and he's got Finnegan flattened out. Meanwhile, down here with Hartman, scoreless. They're underway on mat three. Hartman and Masano. Finnegan getting tilted here by Dennis, giving up some near fall points as Aiden Finnegan. Full boat. 7-0 now in favor of Dennis of Central Bucks West. Nothing doing here in the Hartman bout. Just Hartman forcing the issue, driving into Masano toward the hockey boards, and they're out of bounds. 1:12 to go in the first period there. 11-0 the lead now with another tilt from Dennis. That bout over on mat six may not last long. Hartman trying to come around behind, and he almost got there. Now he does for the takedown. Quickly coming to his feet, though, is Masano. And we're going to get a tech fall, 15-0. 1:31 time of the tech fall for Dennis of Central Bucks West. Aiden Finnegan drops into consolations, but again, he will not face elimination today. He'll be in the second round of consolations tomorrow. Meanwhile, an escape for Masano makes the score 3-1 in favor of Hartman. Hartman shoots in again. He's got Masano down. He's maybe going to take him to his back. Masano able to belly out, though. 6-1 the score. Just couldn't quite keep him there. Collier Hartman nearly had Masano in some trouble. First period coming to a close, and our score will be 6-1 at the end of one in favor of Collier Hartman. It'll be the choice of Masano. He'll defer, so Hartman will choose neutral to start the second period. Shooting in, here is Hartman again. And he's going to get another takedown. He'll go up 9-1. Collier Hartman with the lead here for the Big Macs. Out of bounds they go. 1:41 remaining. Optional start is the signal by Hartman. One-point escape for Masano of Haverford. Shot attempt by Masano. He's in on the leg of Hartman. Hartman trying to break that grip. And he does and gets around behind for another takedown. 12-2. Collier Hartman riding on top with a big lead. Has Masano flat. Three wrestlers still to go after this one in this round of 16. Next one up would be at 189 pounds, so we will have a bit of a gap. Stall warning here against Masano on bottom. Now trying to run this bar here is Collier Hartman. Coming to his feet is Masano. But now taken right back down to the mat, and with this bar, Hartman is going to turn him. Getting near fall. This won't end it unless he can get the fall. But four near falls is going to make it 16-2. Collier Hartman of Canamac well in control here. Doesn't look like he's going to get another turn here in this second period, but we'll head to the third. A 14-point lead for Collier Hartman. Choice is neutral, so a takedown for Hartman would end it. That really hasn't been hard for him to get in this bout. Tries to come around behind. There it is. There's the takedown. 19-2, and they finally stop it. 4:06, we'll say, officially the time of the tech fall. Come back and give you a little recap and set the stage for what is still to come here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
All right, so far here in the 3A classification, it's been pretty good for the Washington County wrestlers. 11 guys going today. And so far we've got four in the quarterfinals. Lee Dreschman of Canamac, Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, and Collier Hartman of Canamac. Those four already have punched their tickets to the quarterfinals. Still a chance for three more. With Bryce Collins coming up at 189 for Canamac, Braden Collins at 215 for the Big Macs, and the Big Macs also have Dakota Carmona at 285. In consolations, so far we've seen three. We had four wrestlers all win their pigtails. It was four pigtail wrestlers. They all won the pigtail round. So far, the first three to go in the first round of those four have all lost. But they're going to consolation round number two tomorrow. That's Jackson Hoy of Trinity, Evan Toller of Ringgold, and Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mac. The only wrestler so far right now that will face an elimination bout this evening is John Emma of Cannon Mac at 133 pounds. So far, he's it. He's the only one that will have an elimination bout coming up this evening. But coming up, we still have Bryce Collins at 189. There's going to be a little bit of a break here. And then Braden Collins at 215 and Dakota Carmona at 2:15. That's all still round of 16 action here in the 3A action. So we are going to step aside here momentarily. After the break, we'll take you back to WJPA FM programming, and you can enjoy that as soon as we have Bryce Collins coming up. We'll break back in with live coverage here from the Giant Center in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
95.3 WJPA. Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Jason Tennant with you. We've got three Canon Mac wrestlers still to come here in this round of 16 in our 3A coverage. And we'll see both of the Collins, if you will. Bryce Collins at 189 is on deck on mat four. And Braden Collins, who we just saw earlier in the pigtail round, he is in the hole. 215 pounds on mat one. And still to be assigned a mat will be Dakota Carmona at 285 pounds. Coming up, we will have Bryce Collins versus Garrett Gensel. I want to say Gensel, like Jake Gensel, former Pittsburgh Penguin. But it's Gensel, Garrett Gensel, out of York Suburban. 215-pounder as Garrett Gensel, or excuse me, that's 189 pounds, getting the wrong Collins here at 189 pounds. Gensel is out of York Suburban. He was the runner-up in South Central Region out of District 3, record 41-6. Bryce Collins, third place in the West Region. Sophomore from Canamac is 40-8 on the year. That match is on deck on mat four. And while we wait for them to get all set and ready to go, we'll step aside, bring it back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality quick printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Still awaiting Bryce Collins on mat four on deck. Braden Collins in the hole, mat one. And again, we're still awaiting a mat assignment for Dakota Carmona at 285. Give you a rundown if you just joined us as we were away on a break of a bit there. In the quarterfinals here in 3A, wrestling tomorrow in quarterfinals. And by the way, let's get you a start time for those quarterfinals tomorrow in 3A. They're scheduled for a 2:15 start to the quarterfinals, and that will also go along with a second round of consolation. So in the quarterfinals in that round at 2:15, Lee Dreshman of Canamac, Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Canamac. Those four into the quarterfinals. Still a chance for three more, with these wrestlers still to wrestle in the round of 16. In the consolation round two that will start tomorrow at 2:15, Jackson Hoy of Trinity, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack. Should Braden Collins lose his bout, he would also fall into that same category into the second round of consolations there at 215 pounds. The only wrestler so far that will wrestle a consolation tonight, could face elimination tonight. The most we could possibly have is three. Right now it's one. John Emma of Canamac will face an elimination bout later this evening when this last round gets underway, the round of consolations, the first round of consolations. Emma will face an elimination bout. Should Bryce Collins or Dakota Carmona, either one, lose, they would be going to that round as well. So right now we have one facing elimination tonight, a maximum of three facing elimination tonight. We'll see how it plays out with Bryce Collins and Dakota Carmona. As I said, Braden Collins, even if he does lose his bout, he would not wrestle elimination tonight. He would join the likes of Hoy, Tolliver, and Finnegan, who had won a pigtail and then lost the next bout, which puts you into the second round of consolations. Clear as mud, everyone. Clear as mud. We're about a period away from seeing Bryce Collins for the first time here in the tournament. Braden Collins again will follow. He's in the hole mat one, and now we do have Dakota Carmona listed in the hole mat two. So very good. We'll get these three bouts in. And then a scheduled start time of 8 o'clock does not appear to be likely. So they may just run right through. They may start. We'll be able to see rather quickly whether they are putting the bouts up immediately for the consolations, or if they stop loading bouts after 285. There may be a slight pause as they wait to start. Like I said, when 2A did this, they had a lot of time to work with before their 12:30 start time of consolations, even started that round of consolations early. Of course, 3A started 15 minutes late to begin with. But I thought the way 2A went, maybe 3A would have a shot to still make that 8 o'clock start time for the consolations. It doesn't appear they're going to make that. But we'll wait and see if there's going to be any pause or if they'll just roll right into the next round of consolations. The first round of consolations, I should say. Time winding down on mat four. Down to about 30 seconds to go as we await Bryce Collins and Garrett Gentzel. Collins, first trip to the Giants Center last year, took eighth in the WPIL and did not qualify for the region, let alone states. But this year, a third place finish in the WPIL, a third place finish in the region, and making his first trip here to the Giants Center as a sophomore. Garrett Gentzel, the senior out of York Suburban, was here a year ago but did not place. So looking for hardware in his final chance as a senior. And they're going to get ready to go on mat four. Bryce Collins and Garrett Gentzel. Now you have Braden Collins on deck and Dakota Carmona in the hole. Let's just follow that path. That'll work out very nicely, as a matter of fact. And we're underway. Collins and Gentzel. Locked up head-to-head here. Boy, not moving. Just locked up. Now they'll separate. And I think maybe Gentzel got a poke in the eye. And maybe lost a contact lens in the process. So we'll head to the trainers here. A little contact solution is necessary. And action starts tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Sleep fast. They'll lock up again here off the restart. Russian tie here. Now they'll separate again. Underhook from Gentzel. Excuse me, an overhook from Gentzel on one side, underhook on the other. Driving into Collins, forcing him to the boundary here is Gentzel. And they'll go out of bounds. Forty seconds to go in this first period. Scoreless between Collins and Gentzel. Oh, and now we are going to have Braden Collins out here as well, same time. Things moved quickly on mat one. So Braden Collins on mat one, Bryce Collins on mat four. Braden Collins at 215 pounds is taking on Cole Staker of Eastern York. He's the South Central champion out of District 3, 35-1 on the year. So imagine Braden Collins will have his hands full down here on mat one. We have a scoreless first period for Bryce Collins. No score yet for the Braden Collins bout as he takes on Staker of Eastern York. Shot attempt here by Collins, fought off by Staker, and he shoots back in on a reshot and gets the takedown. Staker leading by a score of 3-0. And now we're going to have blood time running on mat four before we get to a second period. Still no score. That's the Bryce Collins bout. Braden Collins comes to his feet, tried to peel the hands away, but broken back down on the edge of the mat. They're going to say they went out of bounds. So 25 seconds remain here in this opening period. 3-0 lead for Staker of Eastern New York. Bryce Collins will work from the top position here in the second period. Braden Collins, final 15 seconds. He works from the bottom here in the first, but he comes to his feet and he does peel the hands away. Gets the escape. So 3-1 the score with less than 10 on the clock for Braden Collins. He trails 3-1. Still no score as Bryce Collins and Garrett Gensel go out of bounds. Minute 51 to go, second period there. At the end of one, Braden Collins trails 3-1. And we get an escape for Gensel. He's out for a point. He leads 1-0. Braden Collins chooses bottom to start the second period. Trying to come to his feet. Up into a camel stand as Braden Collins. Going to try to peel those hands away. Again, he's done it once. Dropping down on the leg, though, and elevating the leg is Staker, and breaks Braden Collins back down to the mat. Bryce Collins wrestling neutral now, trailing 1-0, minute 22 to go, second period there. Braden Collins again comes to his feet. Peels the hands, and he's pulled within a point. It's 3-2. Shot attempt there by Gensel comes up empty on Bryce Collins. And now look out here, is taken right to his back as Braden Collins, and in some trouble now. Trying to bridge off and get to his belly. Now a readjustment here from Staker, getting near fall points and looking for the fall. Able to belly out though is Braden Collins, gives up the four near fall. That's going to push it to 10-2 now after the 7-point move. For Staker out of Eastern New York, Cole Staker, 35-1 on the year, and wasn't looking all that dominant until right there. Now up 10 to 2. Down to 25 seconds remaining in the second period for Bryce Collins as he still trails 1-0. Nobody's really been close to a takedown over there on mat 4. They're going to go out of bounds. 8 seconds remaining. They're awfully pushy and shovey on mat 4, which we usually reserve that for heavyweights, but I guess at 189 you're getting there. Although that's still potentially almost 100 pounds lighter. Stager with a 10-2 lead, works from the bottom to start the second period. He'll quickly escape, make it 11-2. And it's Collins, Bryce Collins, who will escape as he starts the third on bottom. So now we're tied at 1 on mat 4. And we're back into a tie-up. Minute and a half to go for Braden Collins. He trails 11-2. And that is in the third period, 90 seconds to go. Bryce Collins and Garrett Gensel. They've just been locked up, ear to ear, head to head. Underhook here, underhook there. There's a throw attempt by Gensel, but way out of bounds. Another takedown comes for Staker. He leads 14-2 on Braden Collins. And looks like Gensel a little slow to get up. Lost his headgear over there near his coach's bench. Just now making his way back to the middle of the mat. 1:18 to go. They're tied at 1 up on mat 4. Where did I lose Dakota Carmona? Where did he go? Oh, there he's actually up on mat 2. Okay. Not wrestling yet, but waiting on his opponent. So the things moved quickly there for Carmona. He's already ready to go. So we got all three Cannon Mac guys out here at the same time. But Braden Collins is not going to be out here much longer. Down to 10 seconds remaining. And Staker's going to win this thing by major decision, 14-2. So Braden Collins follows the same path as the others that started in the pigtails. Win the pigtail, lose the round of 16. They'll wrestle in consolations tomorrow, second round. We're in overtime on mat four. Bryce Collins tied at one, 16 seconds in. They've wrestled a lot of this on their feet with not much shooting done. Now a weak shot attempt there by Gentio at a leg. Didn't get in. Caught in underhooks now is Bryce Collins by Gentio. Now Collins in on a single leg. Locked through the crotch, though, is Gentio. Collins still holding the leg. Trying to drive through this. Down to 20 seconds remaining. Carmona scoreless over here as he is underway. We'll get to that in a second. These two still fighting. Collins around the leg and Gentio locked through the crotch. It looks like we may be heading to tiebreaker periods, and I suppose there may have been some tiebreaker period matches that I have not been privy to in this tournament. This is the first one I've seen personally calling of the day. We'll go to tiebreaker periods on mat number four. Keep in mind that Gentio scored first. Dakota Carmona out here for Canamac. He is taking on Daniel Schiffert of Freedom out of District 11. He was the runner-up in the Northeast. His record is 28-2, the senior. How are we not? Oh, we're just now in Sudden Victory. I thought we'd already started Sudden Victory. Hold on a second. Bryce Collins wins 2-1. I got to go back and see what the ruling was there. He got an escape. It appeared 2-1 is the final. Bryce Collins is your winner. And I'm going to have to go back and see what happened there. I got to apologize. That certainly wasn't tiebreaker periods like I thought we were at. Here is Carmona working from the bottom to start his second period. I'll get you a ruling on that as soon as I possibly can here. And the 189-pound weight class. Decision 2-1 in Sudden Victory. Had to have been, it was a stall. That's what it was. Stalling was the call. It happened in Sudden Victory, and stalling was the call. And here Carmona has been put to his back. Look out, Dakota Carmona is going to be pinned. Carmona goes down by fall. So Bryce Collins wins on a stall call in Sudden Victory, 2-1. Bryce Collins, your winner. He is into the quarterfinals. Braden Collins, we know, lost his round of 16 bout. He'll be in the consolations tomorrow. And Dakota Carmona is pinned at 285 pounds in the first round. Carmona, time of the fall was 228 for Schiffert out of Freedom. And Carmona will wrestle in a consolation later this evening. They are already putting consolations on the board, so we will be rolling right into this first round of consolations. But we only have two wrestlers to follow. They'll be John Emma at 133 and Dakota Carmona at 285. So Washington County will have five quarterfinalists: Lee Dreschman of Canamac, Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Canamac, and Bryce Collins of Canamac. Those are your quarterfinalists. Consolations facing elimination tonight. I just mentioned John Emma of Canamac and Dakota Carmona of Canamac. And then those that will face elimination bouts tomorrow, these four: Jackson Hoy of Trinity, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Aiden Finnegan of Canamac, and Braden Collins of Canamac. We'll have a little bit of a pause as we await John Emma's elimination bout. So we'll step aside here after the break. We'll join some more WJPA FM programming, and we'll break in as soon as it's time for an elimination contest here from the Giant Center in Hershey. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
95.3 WJPA.
What a revolting development this is.
Hammer.